Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO, Mefod.
anybody can do. I thought that we would be friends for life. I gave you the key and I let you inside. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Time, 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 time will tell. Who is the loser of this game? Is now rotten, and I don't miss having you around. I thought that we would be friends.
There ain't no reason for us sitting down to try to talk our problems.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Diamond Cunt Trenches is the show, and we have a new guest.
This is Pippi.
That's right, this is Pippi, my dear, dear sister, literally. And we'll be having more guests soon, but this is her first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You have to be a little...
Yes, sir.
A little more direct to them, but thank you. She's getting used to the acclimated to the scene. But anyway, we're going to go back to some music real quick because we're just saying hi and we'll come back. Thank you for tuning in to Clefsta and his Diamond Cut Trenches. That is right, Diamond Cut Trenches.
The Lord is our Savior.
Hey yo, started with a quarter, 2 weeks later, just cop four O's. Down the G bundle every day before the store closed. Pray I find a connection to import those bricks of pure snow straight from the cartel, Lord knows. Send over 1,000 birds. You in the station writing statements till you out of words. Gave them the whole rundown. On the pussy niggas that we gunned down. Lord, please forget his fuck nigga somehow. He knows not what he do, but I'ma give him the drum now. What you niggas done now? Washed up, telling stories how you used to get money, but you a bum now.
Stamps get you a soda. Same chef in the Met Hall. Used to chef up the Yola. Seeing lessons in every color.
I was in search.
I crashed the money, blue joint, and cop three of us. My magazine on fleet. 60 rounds slipped him off his feet. My high tops got red soles. Dome shot, leave your head blown. Mac 10 or the Mac 11. Dr. Stressin' trying to put you back together. So many 12-12 A's, I could sell cracks forever. Hand in hand for new Margiela. Walking over bodies, I'm godly. The ace of spades, sipping the pissy lobby.
Can I get a witness? Some folk won't say amen unless certain folk preach it. Can I get a witness?
Everybody, I'm still here. I'm waiting for my guest. I sent Pippi to open the door for the others, but I don't know where anybody is. So we're just gonna play some music. And I'll be sitting. I don't know where they went. To be honest. Whatever. Because our guest came back. I'll let it play in the background. Hello, we have our guest. We brought back Pibby. Can you sign in again? Oh, wait, hold up. Sorry, I forgot to... Go ahead.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's Pibby. What's up?
It is Pibby, and we also have...
My name's Frosty. Hi.
Frosty, right? Yeah, what do you mean? I can't... You have to choose your name. And then we also have...
Tree Daddy.
New name again. Another switch... but we'll talk about that shortly. And we also have...
Angelina. Sticking with my name.
Gonna stick with you. Wait, but wasn't your name Zerzo?
Oh, Zerzo, that's right.
Oh, get called out.
Wait, so which one are you going with? You get to choose. It's fine.
I'll go with Angelina. I'm gonna get lost.
All right. Angelina it is.
Just want to clarify that I will probably be coughing all over this mic, so...
But anyway, so we are here. It is all of us, and we're having a fun time. It is the end of... Of ends, right? For undergrad, I suppose. For all of us, because all of us here are alum to some sort of four-year institution. Mm-hmm. But on the topic of that, a lot of these graduation ceremonies have, you know, you need to live somewhere, hotels, living on campus, like my parents, or Airbnbs. And I wanted to know, because Airbnbs are, you know, they're kind of like the Lyft of, like, housing. It's like some random person's sure. house, and, like, it's, uh-huh. you don't know what to expect, if it's good or bad. It could be great, it could be eh. So, you know, what's our experiences with Airbnb?
So, should I go first or should you?
Yeah, the look we just shared.
I think if you want to go, is it the same story or no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go. You can go together. You can go together. Mm-hmm.
So, let me give you some...
Set the scene.
Yeah,
set the scene.
Give you some context. Context clues. So, here we go. We've been going around Boston, getting the most out of it since my mother's in town.
Woo!
Yeah. And so we decided, you know what, let's just have a lazy breakfast tomorrow. So let's go pick up some stuff to cook with. I don't know, like eggs and chorizo and stuff. Just regular basics.
Groceries.
So we go buy that at Market Basket. And in the meantime, Angelina and I have to go, get our B&B, just basically check in. So we thought, and my mother told me, no, you guys wait in the car while we do groceries. And I thought, oh, this is a great time, you know, mm-hmm. go in, get out, come back. And I told my mom, oh, hey, like, by the way, how long do you think it might be? It's like, I mean, 20, 30 minutes. Who knows? Like, let's just go
Perfect.
Through it. Perfect. On the money. So we get in the car, drive over, and...
With your brother.
With my brother in tow.
And one crucial detail.
that all of us have under 10% battery on our phones.
Ah, and fantastic. No
7, 5, and 2, respectively.
Okay, fun.
My brother was the first one to go.
Was he the two?
First blood.
He was the two.
He was okay. Mm-hmm.
So, the car we're in doesn't have any USB ports. It's a nice classic old car. It's, you know, really nice, cultured, but doesn't have any power outlets.
Right.
So, it's actually in that weird part where, like, it doesn't have a cassette reader, but it has a DVD player, but no aux cord, you know, that middle generation?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a middle child. Anyways. Middle,
yeah, yeah, I get you.
So, we're driving around, and Angelina has it.
Using my phone for GPS.
The Sevener.
The Sevener, okay. So, we still have a Tenner in here,
lucky number seven?
Low battery mode, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Not that that helps.
right.
Brightness down.
Yeah, it's a nice placebo. So we're driving around with the 7% going on, and by the time we get there, nice solid 5%. You know, nice round good number to end on. So we get there, I bust out the threer, and I get to the door, and I have to check my email for the room code because, like, they're really high tech nowadays. Instead of a key, you're like, yep. You got the key under the dumpster. It's like, input the code into the door, and it's like, oh damn, all right. I input the code, doesn't work. I input it again, doesn't work. I think, like, maybe I have to, like, click a key on it to light it up and then put in the code, doesn't work. Finally, I realized that the little, like, lock on in, like, icon is a button itself. So then I think, okay, do I push it before I do it, after every number? And then finally I figure out, you click a key, you click it to start, and then you click it to end.
Okay,
it opens, right? Or so I thought. Door's jamming. Ah! I'm like, they're jiggling. They're like, what do I do? So finally, I'm like, on the set. I'm trying to, like, beautiful mind my way in through this door that's right. Apparently childproof. And, well, I don't know. I'm a giant child. And then I get a call from the guy who's lending us his car. Like, hey, just want to know how you're doing in Boston, this and that. We went to his house the other day for dinner. And, like, he's the sweetest person. I'm in this really stressed 2% mode, like, I need to get through the door. And I can't cut him off because he's such a nice person. If I just tell him, like, oh, it's great, but I'm driving, I'll call you later, call my mom if you want contacts, bye, have a good time. And then I call my mom immediately. Hey, prayer to the name, Flower Boy called me, and, like, you know what, he's really nice, but I couldn't talk to him, so can you please tell him? He's like, okay, Miko, bye, have luck. Okay, bye, mom. Go back to the door, pop in. Oh, thank God, I'm through, you know, stage one. Going through.
Right.
This is like the Dark Souls of Airbnb. I don't realize the tutorial. I get in, and then there's four doors. And I'm like, oh, four door. Ooh, four door. Four door. And I go to number one. Dang it. And then door number two.
That's inputting a code.
Okay.
That's inputting a code he's doing.
Yeah, so nope, nothing. That's the sound of the lock.
Okay,
and
sure.
Then next door. Nothing. And so
make
finally
a different sound.
Oh, okay, all right.
There you go.
Third door. Nothing. Fourth door. Nothing. And I'm like, that's a 100% failure rate. Oh, all right. That's fun. And the other residents, this nice German lady, mm-hmm. opens the door because, you know, somebody's been, like, mashing buttons on her door, and she goes, "Hello?" And and I'm just there like, oh no, I promise, ma'am, I'm not a creep. I'm just like, you know, I don't know which room is mine. And she says, well, it's not this one.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, I don't know, I remember it being two. And she's like, well, I'm in two, so, you know, can't be this one. And I'm like, okay, let me just call the guy. And I message him to, like, you know, make sure he's like, hey, what, you up? And then he says, oh, hey, Gonzalo, let me... Phone's dead.
Oh.
What I know that happened. I was sitting in the car minding my business, just waiting with his brother, just watching our phones die together. He comes out in a panic and says, there's someone in our room. I'm like, huh? It's like, I tried to call the Airbnb guy, but I can't get a hold of him because my phone is dead. And I don't know any confirmation stuff. I was like, well, I'm not offering my phone, but can I go look? And walking up the stairs is when my phone dies.
Oh.
So we're down to none at this point. So, I mash the buttons the same way he does and have no luck. And these nice German ladies are just watching us with concern. Like, these children are completely lost.
Hello.
And so with what we can, we just kind of ask them, do you have a charger, please? Any phone, any kind, just anything. And they come out with an iPhone charger. Amazing. But it's got the European adapter.
Oh.
So, like, hopes up, yeah.
Because they have a different, like, volt that comes out.
So it's like two little prongs.
Right.
Yeah, it looks weird. Okay. You've probably seen them in airport seats without knowing.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. And so, standing there in the middle of what feels like a stranger's house, waiting for them to look for a U.S. adapter, we're all just, like, looking at each other, panicked. And eventually they come out with one. Great. And as we're plugging it in, we're just staring at the phone, waiting for it to turn back on. And the second it lights up, he calls Airbnb guy, because German ladies were nice enough to bring up his information for us.
Okay.
We call him immediately. Code, we get into the room just fine. And as we're leaving, you know, I think that I messed up the door maybe. But we gotta go. His mom and his aunt are still at Market Basket. They're waiting on us. We just gotta go. It's fine. And he unplugs the phone before it gets any more charge. So for some reason, we leave with it on 3%. Because that's a great idea.
Hysteria is wonderful.
He had lost it at this point. He'd absolutely had it. So with what little charge I do have, we try to call his family and let them know that we're on our way.
Delightfully, the first call. Dee, 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 dee. Please leave a voicemail for da-da.
Voicemail.
Been a long day.
Right.
They don't pick up the one call that we do have room for.
Okay.
So.
Which is so like my aunt. So characteristic.
With my little 1%, we do call, and he spoke. He spoke the fastest I've ever heard him speak.
I busted out the
Latino,
like lucha libre, full on.
Yeah.
The stress hit. I was in a panic. And I spoke probably the fastest Spanish I've been able to produce in a while.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where, like, my little brother and Angelina are looking at me like...
It sounded like he was yelling,
like,
though.
He's like, he was like an auctioneer, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, get an Uber, just get an Uber. You need to get an Uber right now. Just get an Uber and get back to your place. We can't get you. And so the second he hangs up, his brother and I look at each other and we're like... Dude, that's your mom. Like, don't yell at your mom.
She fed you.
She just bought food for you.
Bro.
She birthed you.
Yeah,
that's also true.
Like, don't. That's your mom, dude. Don't.
Which is absolutely right.
Mom.
Like, they're completely right. But my fear was either I speak and it doesn't sound important enough to, like, you know, heed the warning. So they just, you know, wait for me thinking, oh, he'll be back. And then, you know, I don't come back because I'm lost in Medford.
Dead without a charger.
Without a charger.
All these cookie cutter houses. And then the other fear is...
Wait, where was the charger actually?
This was the one day I thought, I'll leave my backpack at home so that I can better experience, you know, being with the people, you know?
Right.
In my case, it was moving day today and I'd been staying with him. So my charger was in his power strip. And then, of course, he had to move out this morning.
And then...
The next time I saw his power strip, there was no charger on it. So I was like, well, my charger's gone. All day I've been looking for a chance to go buy a new one. And
Sorry.
It wasn't until the absolute end of the day when all of this was done and we had eaten that he goes, oh, I have it. Right here.
I didn't know. I just opened my bag and it was there. In a classic mom move, my mom sighed and
salty.
Thought...
So
my mom sighed on the power strip and thought, oh, let me just drop this in the bag. We'll take that.
Let me explain the salt.
Go ahead. I'm delighted to hear
we,
the salt.
We do get to his folks that they need to just get an Uber and go to their Airbnb while we search out for some way to charge our phone. So we... He doesn't explain his plan. He just drives to the Latino Center and we think he's lost.
This is my favorite part.
But also, yeah. I got to add in my sense of direction. Like, we actually got to Tufts. So... Boom.
So, like, that was a good thing, then.
The one positive thing?
One positive.
Or is he not telling the truth?
He did get to Tufts, but he didn't tell us that was his plan. So
we asked him,
you know where you're going? As in, do you know how to get to their Airbnb? And he goes, yes. So we're like, all right, cool. We'll just get there and regroup. And he drives to the Latino Center, and we're like, what are you doing here? And he tells us, don't you get it? We're here for a charger. And so, of course, to me, that sounds like we're just going to look for this place for there to be a charger just sitting around, which... is a little sketchy, but I know that Arnold is in his housing for the next week on campus.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he and I have the same phone, and I know that he's gonna let me use his charger.
I have it in my pocket right now.
Exactly. So with the very last bit of charge that I have, I call him, And it goes to voicemail. And I try again. I try again, and it goes to voicemail. And he texts me, and he says, give me 2 minutes.
I was busy doing something important.
I screamed. He wasn't there for this part, but I screamed, I do not have 2 minutes. So I called him again, and he answers the phone. It has not been 2 minutes. And I just yell at him, we're desperate, and the phone dies. So... for all we know, the last thing he could have ever heard from me was, we're desperate, and he would have just told me that it hadn't been 2 minutes.
Last words spoken. Right.
So, I mean, I know where I stand at this point.
And we had to just, over.
Right? We luckily did find a charger in the Latino Center, and we had to just sit there and wait for my phone to get some charge, and Arnold eventually joins us, scares the living daylights out of his brother, just walks in yelling.
His brother is whose brother again?
Gonzalo's brother.
Yeah, they can't see you pointing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you sure?
My younger brother. And the original plan had been, I thought, I'll go to the Latino Center, and with the endorphins and me driving, I just couldn't think straight, couldn't get the words out. I don't talk good. So
I don't talk good. Amazing.
So I went. The plan in his head.
I was going to go get the computer, log on to Facebook, and, you know, Facebook call everybody. Like, get a plan going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least, like, print out the directions through, like, Google Maps. But just use that as a touchdown point. And from there, the whole, you know, the whole Frosty episode happened.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we end up back at the Latino Center, never having seen Arnold, not knowing where he is, him thinking, you know, we're dead. The med, like, just something happened, swallowed by the earth, something.
It wouldn't have happened if you gave me my 2 minutes.
Is that why they call you Frosty? Because you cold?
Yeah.
We'll continue the story if there's more, but we have to go to music now, because then I have to play the ad soon.
All right.
Or the sponsor, I'm sorry. I played it the same one every hour. But thank you for listening to Clefsta and the Diamond Cut Trenches and all that jazz. This next song was chosen by Pippi. And who's the artist, Pippi?
Snail Mail.
What an amazing name. We're going to let them play. We're going to let them ring. They're ear bangers, according to my sis.
Still see you in everything for all.
Lefsta, we are back, and we're just going to do the sponsor of the hour before I forget, because I'll get in trouble if I don't do it. Lovely sponsors for letting this really free-form radio exist, because this is very unique. I've been to other radio stations, and they're very structured, and we can do literally whatever we want. In fact, I get to choose whatever ad I want. So it's my sponsor, because I choose the same one. It's the shortest.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
We're back. That is the sponsor of the hour, and we can continue our story. But before we do that, I would like to acknowledge that this is the first time in a long time for actually. Okay, this is the first time for Pippi.
Yep.
And what for people who are new? Did you listen to the ad at all or no?
What ad?
All right, cool. So we won't have that conversation then. Nice. But I would also like to acknowledge that it's the first time for Angelina. You keep changing your name.
Tree Daddy.
Tree Daddy, okay.
Oh,
so originally it was The Forest, and
why
it was
Daddy?
Gonzo, and now Tree Daddy. He changed The Forest immediately. Like, once he said his name,
yeah.
We went to, like, the next song, he's like, no. it was a bad idea. I'm going to change it. And we have Frosty, right? How does it feel to be back? It's been a year? Were you here once before or no?
Once a while.
Were the only time was with her? Or
no.
Have you come on your own?
A couple weeks after the New York trip.
Oh, okay, then yeah, he's been here since then. Have you been here, Frosty?
I think it was during Thanksgiving break.
Thanksgiving, okay, then.
I was here last graduation.
Right, so it's basically a year. It's basically full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And how does it feel to be back? In fact, you went to the school, you graduated last year, you've been home, which is not around here.
Right.
How does it feel to be back, actually? That
so
must be interesting.
It's so comfortable being here, yeah. It's like, I don't know. I mean, I went home and suddenly I'm working and it's a lot of stress having to pay bills and do adult-ish things. So
right.
To be back here,
hard, for sure.
Yeah, to be back here where it was all just good times, good memories, good people. And I don't have to do work while I'm here also.
Right.
It's just really relaxing. It's really nice. I'm meeting his family for the first time after.
Who's he?
Who are you?
Wait, and what family?
His
my mama.
Tree Daddy's mom and aunt and
I'm not going to say anything, but...
Okay.
We were curious, actually. What were those 2 minutes, Frosty? We're really curious. You said you'd tell us, the second segment of this story.
Yeah,
for whoever's been not tuning in, there's been an event where there were basically phones were dying. They needed a Frosty's response, and
when the world needed him most,
he texted back, "Give me 2 minutes," and then they call.
They call, I said.
Angelina calls and he says it hasn't been 2 minutes.
I'm desperate.
Cold. I'm desperate. And then her phone dies. So we're gonna go. Frosty, explain. What were the 2 minutes? What was the holdup? We want to know. Everybody wants. Whoever's listening, whoever wasn't listening, wants to know right now.
I was booking my Airbnb.
Oh,
Frosty, explain to us. One, why you have an Airbnb. Explain, one, why you have an Airbnb. And two, why you feel guilty about having an Airbnb.
Well, the reason I booked an Airbnb is because me and a couple friends were in the process of securing an apartment for a lease that starts June 1st.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I don't have a home to go back to
mm-hmm.
until then. So
mm-hmm.
I got extended stay on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And
which ends when?
The end of this month.
Okay.
And then, unfortunately, I found out I'm staying in a double after 3 years of being in a single. And I was like, no, not again.
Yeah.
I will not go back. Like, once you go single, you never go back.
Right. I wish there was a catchier way to say that.
Yeah, I was trying to think of one as he said it.
And then...
Once you go single, you're not ready to mingle.
Yeah,
I tried.
Much better.
Yeah.
No double, single or a dingle.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, continue.
And then I was just like feeling so anxious because I'm the type of person where if I'm living with someone I don't know,
mm-hmm.
I see my existence as the biggest inconvenience to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the type of person where leave no evidence of existence right. if I'm in your space.
Right.
And then so like today, I got my key, and then I already have one awkward encounter because I finally moved all my stuff to my new dorm, and then I go test out the key. I go into the room, and it turns out the guy's sleeping.
Oh.
And then I was like, oh my god! I tried backing away slowly. And then all of a sudden, he heard me because the door creaked. And then he starts shuffling in his bed like, oh my God, who's in my room and how did he get in? And I quickly just slammed the door and ran down the stairs.
You let him inconvenience you. You didn't even get in the room and you let him inconvenience you.
Yeah, and then later this afternoon, I decided to go check on him again. I knock on the door, he answers, and I'm like, hi. I've been assigned to be your roommate for these next couple days, and I just want to make sure it's okay that I can stay here. Can I move my stuff in? It was just a bunch of gibberish, and then he just gives me like a little not so pleased look. It's like, so what's the problem here? And I was like, I am so sorry. And then I was like, can I move my stuff in? And he goes, oh, give me one more hour. I'm talking with a friend. And I was just like, okay.
No, okay. That's your living space.
Exactly.
And so I was just chilling in the common room. And then I was like, wait, Airbnb is a thing.
It always is.
So I went. I actually have to check in between midnight and 2 a.m. after this show. What? So
that's such an awkward check-in time.
Yeah, the person said, oh, you can find a key in the mailbox. Go to the right side of the building.
That's nice.
Is someone going with you? Because that sounds sketch. Yeah, like,
where is it?
You need a
Somerville.
Ride? You need a ride?
Would you give me one?
Yeah, sure.
I love you.
All right, so bag secured.
Okay, but yes. But as much as I... finish, I guess, real quick, please.
But... I just want to say, Angelina, you wouldn't have had this dying issue if you just texted me your dilemma. When I say I need my 2 minutes, I need my 10
Doug.
Minutes.
I had 2%, Doug.
Yeah, you could have used 0.5% to write a quick text message.
Oh, but
thanks.
Are you frosty or salty?
I'm confused.
I mean, I can be...
Both?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, you may go, Angelina, if you'd like to continue. If not, it's fine. We can go back to the music. Well, the next selections are your selections.
Just TLDR, like...
TLDR, yes.
We went to the Latino Center, grouped up, got the whole charger scenario. We found chargers at the DLC, charged up, got to the Airbnb, went to Mama and the family, and we just had dinner. Came back, had a nice little bonding experience. We were all just, like, eating on a little table.
Yep. Moral of the story, remember a charger... And respect your...
And give Arnold his 2 minutes.
Yeah, give me my 2 minutes.
All right, we're going to go back to some music. I'd like to... this is Angelina's song. What's the artist, Angelina? He whispered into the mic. Amazing. So yes, you heard it. It is The Strokes. We're just going to go and play some music now.
Thank you.
That's right. We are back, everybody. And I would like to quickly a synopsis of just occurred right before the song played. Angelina. Tree Daddy? Tree Daddy. Okay. For now, I'll explain what's gonna happen after. But currently, it's Tree Daddy, and he was having trouble thinking of a stroke song. So Angelina's like, you know what? Play the last song that I played, which was hard to explain. Just play that one because that's one of the songs he was contemplating on. That'll be my song. You choose your own song. So when I asked Angelina, what's the artist you played? She forgot for the moment.
Blanking a little.
She blanked. But so to help, you know, this was a genuine reaction to help. Tree Daddy was gonna whisper to her the Strokes, right? But since he's so used to speaking to the mic, he approached the mic and went, "The Strokes." That was not Angelina whispering for no reason. That's why we all started laughing, and that was very odd.
Not gonna lie, I was sitting here not knowing what was going on.
Pippi's a little sick. Not completely there. She hasn't been talking a lot, but it's because she also hasn't been in these stories. But regardless, now Tree Daddy's fully changed name is now The Strokes. Like, that's his name now, just a whispered.
That's it.
It's official now?
I think it's official forever, I think. We're going to keep that for a while.
Notarized, packaged, all of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too perfect for the show. That's Pippi coughing, by the way. She's not, like,
I'm dying, guys.
Doing any substances. She's literally dying in the room.
No. The only substance coming out of me is phlegm.
Just make sure you don't call me within 2 minutes.
You know what?
That's not the moral of this.
You know what, Frosty?
Show.
You're gonna make me salty.
All right, you know what? We're gonna go to the next. The next song. Hold
just
up.
Just be nice to your friends, y'all.
What?
Just be nice to your friends.
Or not?
No.
Yeah.
So
I got my bachelor's.
The Strokes. What is the next song that's gonna play?
Same.
Come a Little Closer by Jay and the Americans.
That is right. Actually, you can't say the name of the song on air, so we're not going to play that song anymore. That is a rule. So we're going to play the next song, which is another song.
All right.
By Mac DeMarco. I'm not going to say the name of the song because that's not allowed. I should explain that before. Boop, boop.
While she's been away, living day to day, it's been tough. Side, simply being alive's been rough. No, she won't be gone forever. There are many times I find it feels that way. And I'm not trying to forget her. Understand how I'll be feeling on that day. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. It's just like seeing her for the first time again. Just like seeing her
first time again. Just like
seeing her for the first time again. Yeah, that's right. That was Mac DeMarco. He came out with an album recently, and I don't like it, so I played the last one. I don't like the new one. I don't like the new one.
Such a hater, honestly, though.
I don't like the new one.
Hater.
You gotta move on.
I also didn't like the new Tyler, the Creator that came out.
Get over yourself.
I think it's too corny. I love the last two.
You know what? Then you must not like elote, which is the best thing in the world, so get out of here.
That's not how this works.
How are those two?
I got four hands up in here, so you have been replaced. Dictatorship? Just kidding.
What?
I think she just took over. I think this is her radio show now.
It's Pippi's, what's the name of the show?
Pip Pip Hooray.
That is an
always a party.
I'm about it.
Literally, though, yeah. We'll just move on now.
But no, we actually have to do our sign out. So his song, The Strokes' last song, will be played. But we'll do our sign off. So we'll go with Frosty first because we're leaving in soon. After this,
we're
go
leaving
ahead.
In soon. 2 minutes.
Soon, yeah. No, four minutes.
What do I say?
Sign off, you know, say goodnight or whatever, you know, your sign off.
Good night, y'all. I won't be back because I graduated. So,
bye.
Good luck with life. Stay frosty.
Stay frosty. Frosty. A good way to end it. All right. The Strokes. What is your...
Hey, this is The Strokes. And my closing remarks are, it's been great being here. And every one of your choices is yours, but so are the consequences.
That's what sums up college. Quick.
Yeah,
you feel like you fucked up? Feel like you messed up?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's the beginning of the end of the new beginning, I guess.
The beginning of the end.
Later,
the
y'all.
Go ahead. For yours.
This is Angelina. I just want to say good night. Congratulations to Arnold, Gonzalo, and Eric on completing undergrad.
Clef, in this case.
Clefta, Cleffy.
I get all of those. Those are all fair names.
You guys did it, though.
We did.
Congratulations.
Yes, we did.
And
we
thank
did
you three it. For creating spaces for me here.
Of course, including this show, Diamond Cut Trenches, which was formerly known as Hawthorne Instrumentalist.
All right.
And be safe, my friends.
Be safe, my friends. And now one.
Open the hill.
We have Pippi for the last one, aside from the host.
All right, so this be Pippi. Good night, y'all. I'll be back in SoCal, so y'all will never hear me again. But yeah, find me on the internet, I guess.
Find her on the internet. We can't say handles on the show, so you're already off. They can't. I'm just doing the last. Everybody's. Once you do your sign off, so I click them. Anyway, good night to everyone. This was Clefsta, and you were listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This was your host with the cutest voice from coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you guys have a good night. It was a fun night. We're going to play a song by Silver, chosen by your very own The Strokes. That's right. The Strokes. Well, I don't know if this is the last show. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Try not to be.
Hopefully you heard him from my mic. Anyway, I'm going to turn off Lavender Town in the background, and I'm going to play the actual song. But...
Starry nights, sunny days, I always thought that love should be.